Thank you, Penny. Yeah, of course, what I said in the beginning, that all the amendments, we will finalize it at the end. If I hope maybe the end of this day today, but we can also shift it to Wednesday. No problem to do that. That we collect all the decisions or thoughts we have collected today on the item three. So it's good. I have no problem with that. But in principle, I think it's good to that we have a positive feedback from the commission on to take this on board in the original 00 and the 01 series. These corrections, which is now prepared by EUCA together with Rob Gardner and Ishikawa-san. So the people work hard on this document, and it doesn't directly affect the latest amendments, say the series of amendments 02 and 03. So it has no consequences for the reference from the European Commission to the Regulation 80 of 154. I think it is good to have everything in a good shape. And indeed, and I think I will echo as well what Bill said, that also when we see now a change in the needed in the GTR as well, that we will see if that could be done, and that you are willing, EUCA, to prepare to keep the also the GTR 15 at the latest level. And we can see if one of the contracting parties could support you with that activity. So the floor is of the floor. So this invitation is open for every contracting party, not only India, to do that. So let yourself known to us and to the EUCA, to if you are willing to help and supporting update of GTR number 15, the WLTP. If not now, then you can also do that later, of course. Yes, thank you, Bill. So then, in principle, we adopt these two working documents, GOP 2022-11, as well as GOP 2022-12. If there are no instructions, then it is adopted in GOP. Yes. Okay, having said that, then we go to the next document. It's also a proposal from EUCA. It's the document GOP 2022-13 on the preconditioning of the tests specific to the amendments and to align it with the different regulations 83, 154, and 101. I give the floor to EUCA.